Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Laura Morris. Pollination is when pollen grains from the male anther of a flower are transferred to the female stigma. This pollen then germinates and causes a pollen tube to grow on the stigma. This results in fertilization, but more importantly, causes seeds and fruits to grow on the plant and a successful reproduction. Species can be self-pollinating or require cross-pollination. Pollination can happen from wind, animals, and insects. Pollinators have an extremely important responsibility in the world. According to the USDA, 80% of the world's flowering plants are reliant on pollinator insects to reproduce. These pollinator insects are ants, butterflies, moths, flies, wasps, and bees. Bees and other insects visit flowers to obtain food in the form of energy-rich nectar and protein-rich pollen, which they feed their offspring. In return, the flowers receive the services of pollinators carrying the pollen from one flower to another. If these plants are not pollinated, they will not reproduce. These plants clean air by carbon cycling and sequestration, and filter and purify water and prevent erosion through their roots. Many pollinated plants act as a food source for the human population and for other animals. Food chains could also be altered if these plants disappeared. The amount of bees is rapidly declining in the United States. While the reason for this decline is not definitive, infestations of parasites and the use of pesticides are two commonly accepted causes. Colony collapse disorder, where worker bees abandon their hiving queen, is also a researched cause of the decline of bees. Many species of bees are endangered and could become extinct. Notably, the rusty-patched bumblebee was recently listed as endangered by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The rusty-patched bumblebee pollinates wildflowers, cranberries, plums, apples, alfalfa, and onion seed. The loss of bees will be detrimental to agricultural yields across the world. Certain crops rely heavily on bees, including many nuts, berries, watermelon, cucumbers, squash, fennel, mangoes, avocados, cherries, allspice, peaches, pears, and more. It is said that bees are responsible for 1 out of every 3 bites of food we eat. It is important to consider practices that will benefit pollinators by providing habitats full of nectar and pollen in the Quad City region and worldwide.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.